Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Right now, I need you to make sure that you're following our Instagram page for Kids Short Stories, because this month we're giving away a ton of really great merch and awesome stuff because we love this time of year. Well, today's story comes to us from James. Hey, James, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a time traveling adventure? Me too, let's go!
We bring you a breaking news story. All across the world, trees are vanishing. We do not know the cause, but 80% of the world's forests and trees are gone. We will bring you an updated story when we hear it.
James and his family were sitting at home watching the news when they heard that terrible story, that all the trees have been starting to disappear. James, what do you think is going on with that? Said one of his parents. I don't know, but I have to call Spyology Squad to see if they're working on it. James ran up to his room, grabbed his walkie-talkie, and called into Spyology Squad. Shh! Spyology Squad! This is James, are you there? Over! Shh! Hey, James! Yeah, Jaden and Ava are over here. What's going on, dude? Shh! Okay, did you hear the news about the trees disappearing? Do you know what's going on with that? Said James. Shh! Oh yeah, we're totally on it, said Ava. We're actually working on some kind of time-traveling portal that could maybe get us back before they started disappearing. We're pretty sure Dr. Stinky Breath is a part of it, and this portal will be able to bring us back in time before he was able to do this. Shh. Whoa, that's such a good idea, said James. Well, if there's any way that I can help, just let me know. Shh. Yeah, we might actually take you up on it, because the portal that we're trying to make, we can't control where it lands, and it looks like it might land pretty close to your house. Just hang on a second, we'll give you an update, said Ava. Shh. As James eagerly awaited the update, he couldn't wait to travel back in time. He loved working with the Spyology Squad because they were always able to figure out some really great ways to stop Dr. Stinky Breath. Shh. James, are you there? This is Ava. Over. Shh. James picked up his walkie-talkie again and called back to Spyology Squad. Yeah, I'm still here. What's up? Shh. So yeah, the portal that Jaden just initiated, it did happen to land really close to you. So we're going to send you the instructions and good luck. It's all up to you, James. We believe in you, said Ava. Over and out. Shh. James was so excited to get going. He ran over to his closet and grabbed all of his spy gear. Spyology Squad had sent him the coordinates to where the portal would be, but he had to get there fast. He didn't want anyone else sneaking through that portal and going back in time. As he waved goodbye to his parents, he blasted off with his jetpack out the front door. He didn't have to travel far, but it was just up a hill, and a jetpack would be way faster than trying to hike up this big, steep hill. It was starting to get dark, but it would actually make finding the portal a lot easier because portals tend to have a glow to them. So if it's getting darker, it's a lot easier to see those time-traveling portals. Oh, wait, there it is, said James. He slowly lowered himself and his jetpack down to the ground, and there it was. The portal had a glow and a very eerie sound to it. As James was standing in front of it, it looked very strange. It looked kind of like a colorful mirror, but it moved kind of like water. All right, I guess I just go inside, said James. He didn't really know exactly what was waiting for him on the other side, but he just knew that he had to stop the purple ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath from destroying all the trees. Here goes nothing, he said. As he took one step in, the portal sucked him inside. Whoa! James couldn't believe it. It felt like the greatest roller coaster ride ever, except you were surrounded by clouds and rainbows and lights, and it was pretty amazing. And all of a sudden, as he opened his eyes, what felt like an eternity was actually just the blink of an eye. Blink. He opened his eyes, and there he was, standing on a hill, a different hill, one that he had never been to.
All right, guys, come on inside. Let's talk about the secret plan.
I think that's the purple ninjas, said James. As he took cover behind some bushes, there was a cave over on that side of the hill, and he was able to listen in closely.
All right, I need everyone's attention, said one of the purple ninjas. All right, there are two buttons over here, and I want to make sure that everybody understands the green button activates all of the tree destroying, and the red button stops it. So, which button do you think you should push?
Said the purple ninja leader.
Well, my favorite color is red, so I might want to push the red one.
No, well, all right. Well, that's the wrong answer. Anybody else? I mean, anybody else. Who remembers what I just said 5 seconds ago of what button that we're going to be pushing?
Oh boy, I remember. It's the green button.
Thank you, Professor Sticky Fingers. All right, that is the right answer. That was the answer I was looking for, everybody. Remember, the green button only. Do not push the red button. I don't even know who thought of installing the red button in the first place, but here we are.
Holy smokes! James is hearing some really good intel. So I think there's a way to shut off this whole program. But how in the world is he going to push that red button? Wait, Dr. Stinky Breath is coming. James, get down. James ducked down behind the bush again.
All right, my friends, Purple Ninjas, Professor. It is great pleasure that brings us together today to destroy all the trees in the earth.
Oh, yes, boss. We're very excited. Very excited indeed. And I've gone over all the protocols and make sure everyone knows exactly what to do and what not to do.
Oh, great job, great job. You make me great proud. So, my friends, who is ready for...
Beep, 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 bam. Beep, 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 bam.
What is that sound?
Boss, it sounds like the alarm going off on our blimp. Do you want us to go check it out?
Why would you even ask the question? Yes, go check why our blimp is alarming. Go!
Shouted Dr. Stinky Breath.
That was actually James that set off the alarm on the blimp as a distraction.
Yes, James! As James hid behind some more bushes as all the purple ninjas and Professor Sticky Fingers rushed past, he realized that Dr. Stinky Breath was still inside the cave.
How am I going to sneak past him without knowing and push the red button? Wait a second. My net shooter. I could try to shoot the red button with my net shooter.
He reached inside his bag and pulled out the net shooter. He was running out of time. The purple ninjas had turned off the alarm on the blimp and were headed back.
All right, I just need a clear shot. Oh, there's the button.
He lined up the net shooter. 3, 2, 1.
What is going on?
The red button has been activated. The entire system's program will now be deleted.
What? No!
Boss, what's going on? Wait, did you just push the red button?
What are you talking about? I did not push the red button. There must be a ghost in here that pushed. I don't know what happened, but the entire system has been deleted. Who would put a red button here in the first place?
The purple ninjas were all speechless as they looked around back and forth to each other. They didn't know what to say.
We got to get out of here. We have been found. We must head back to the blimp. Hurry!
Great job, James! You saved all the trees in the world! Holy smokes, that was an awesome adventure, and...
Don't worry, I know Spyology Squad is going to be able to get you back in the right time. We got to get you another portal.
Spyology Squad, send them the portal!
The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid
Shout outs. I want to say hey to Luca from Littleton, Lee from Toronto, Finn and Cooper from Calgary, Jack and Ryan from Raleigh, North Carolina, Jackson from Lake Wiley, and Hendry and Luke from Maple Grove, Minnesota. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kids Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!